the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I'm Christina Passioni-Zayas, and with me today is Matt Gams, Senior Vice President for Corporate Citizenship for Wintrust Financial. Welcome back, Matt.
It's great to be here.
So thanks for that last segment. You know, this last question is always on my mind. I have a history of nonprofit, and the type of work that we're doing is social change. And given the long-term nature of that, what outcomes are reasonable to expect over the course of an investment cycle? And if you can also give me a little bit of detail around what's considered measurable.
Oh, sure. Well, that's a tough one, especially with small children. I think the hardest thing to do in the not-for-profit world is to measure outcomes for early childhood development, because really it's kind of the idea of growing an annual flower or growing a grapevine over a long period of time. In the short term, if you're just doing something that is a behavioral change or something that, you know, we wanted, you went from here to there, you can see that. You know, you can see, we made this investment in this person and they got better. And so it's much easier to raise money for, you know, high school kids going to college, because you can say, hey, we had this many kids graduate from high school and this many kid went on to college, and that's measurable, right? But I think what would be interesting and what most not-for-profits need to start doing today is tracking their kids and showing the results from, or if they've done this, do a better job of showing it to their investor base. We touched these 400 kids over the last 10 years. And those 400 kids, this is what's happened. And sometimes there's great stories there. Sometimes there's not so great. But I would imagine that most of the time, that hands-on contact has made an improvement in those people's lives. And that's what people need to see. Because, to be honest with you, it's not easy to measure small in young little kids the results that you want. But what most investors are looking for is, show me what good you did. You know, the idea that we're just going to constantly, there are fewer dollars. There's just as many not-for-profits chasing fewer dollars today than there was 10 years ago. And in fact, most corporations continue to be incredibly more thoughtful. They might be giving the same amount, but what you're starting to see is they're giving to fewer organizations because they're looking to give larger amounts of money to people who are getting results. So that makes the ones on the fringe who are all doing great work think, well, there's less money here. No, the people who are going to survive are the ones who are going to be able to show the results over that longer term.
You know, you mentioned something about sometimes you may not log quote unquote good results. What's the best way to communicate that to an investor?
Well, so here, that's a great question. I think that any realistic person, if someone told you that they were getting, for everything they did, they got results, then that would be untrue, right? You'd almost be more scared of someone saying that every person who came through my door was a success story, because that's just not possible. You know, if the average person wants a return of 15% on their money, for example, that means that, you know, that other 85%, what happened with that, right? So I think it's really showing that you've had a trend of success, that if it is, you know, what does that trend line look like? And that could be different for all of us. But you know, in education, for me, the best things I've always hear from people is, it's not where you know, that everybody was exceeding expectation. It's where I started from. So if you said, I took this group of people from here, and now they're here. Are they the best in America? Maybe not. Maybe not all of them are, but are they better? That trend line is positive, and I think you just always back that lens out so that people can see the trend line. Because it doesn't really matter from your board's perspective what business they're in, or if they're a community leader, or they're just a thoughtful citizen, or they're the smartest educator in the world. Everybody can understand that a trend line going up is a good thing. And that averages out the mean, opposed to just highlighting the positives. Because I think that if you just highlight the truest success stories, sometimes what you share with the child or the experiences that were not positive really is what people remember. Because a person of strong, if you really believe what you're doing in conviction, you share your failures because that shows you're trying.
Great. That's wonderful. This concludes the four-part series. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast. Stay up to date with the latest in early childhood developments with future podcasts. For more information about Early Childhood Leadership Academy, please visit www.erickson.edu. Thank you.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead.